It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A 34-year-old woman in Laredo, Texas, arrested about 1 o'clock in the morning last Wednesday after she wouldn't stop dancing on a bar at her local Applebee's.
Well, sure, everyone hops on the bar at Applebee's.
Carla has since been released on her own recognizance.
Oh, man, I found out over the weekend any club's a strip club if you drink enough. By golly.
45-year-old woman on a flight from London to Salt Lake City, evidently not happy about something, doused other passengers with coffee.
Oh, jeez.
She overturned a drink cart. That's a lot. You know, those drink carts are heavy.
Really heavy.
Then, if that wasn't enough, then she jumped on the back of the air of the air marshal.
Oh, come on!
Woohoo!
Jeez.
Carla Rae is now facing assault charges. I thought you were in Pahrump all weekend.
I was in Pahrump. What do you? You know what? Well, I'll tell you. Someplace that happens, what happens there stays there. That's Pahrump, people.
Just hopped on the air marshal.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Want to be a cowboy? Oh my gosh! A little 8-year-old girl from New Jersey, Woodbridge, New Jersey. Mike, she's launched a campaign to save Toys R Us. Little Delilah. And 100 of her friends have signed a petition and put up posters, and they also are doing a lemonade stand. They're going to raise money, and anything they get, they're giving it to Toys R Us. Oh, poor girl. Oh, no. Okay. All right.
You know what? Good for them.
Yeah, I'm Toys R Us. Go ahead. Give it to me. That's fine. Dylan McWilliams.
Bunch of change.
Yeah. Here you go.
On the counter.
Will we save it now?
Old man Toys R Us. What the hell?
I know. Listen, even the giraffe is like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. My neck hurts. I'm so done, man.
Check it out.
Dylan McWilliams is his name. He was surfing in Kauai, and a shark bit his leg pretty bad.
Oh.
Paddled 50 yards before being rushed to the hospital. They stitched him up. He's going to be okay. Now, 7 months earlier, he was camping, and a 300-pound black bear attacked him. Says a bear.
It's
just
not funny.
No. Oh, no. He gets better. Bear grabbed the back of his head, started pulling him. He fought back, and finally he dropped him. Now, a couple years prior to that, he was bit by a rattlesnake.
Wow.
During a Utah hiking trip. So it's the trifecta, Mike, for this kid.
There you go.
Yeah. But he says he's going to keep doing what he does. You know, what he's real outdoors.
Alone. He's gonna keep doing. I'm not going with this guy.
Dude. Listen, man. You go ahead. Yeah. You surf. You hike. You do whatever you want. But we're going to stay home. We're going to jump out of a plane
because
it's a lot safer than being with you. It is Monday. That's your other news.